Christian Science Practice. This chapter on practice is most important. Why does Mrs. Eddy start this chapter with the story of the Magdalene? Because she wanted us to see how Jesus handled those who were with young. The very fact that Mary could weep with tears of repentance was proof to Jesus that Mary was knowing that there was something divine about herself. She would never have approached Jesus had she not known there was something divine about herself. And how did Jesus handle those with young? He told the parable about those who forgave most. Now, why did Mrs. Eddy start this chapter with the story of Mary? She wanted us to see that we must learn to be the same good Samaritan to ourselves. Go down where the human concept seems to be. Forgive it its seeming mistakes, its sins, but always keep identity in the inn of God's presence. It is amazing how many students will forgive others their seeming mistakes, but it seems so difficult for them to forgive themselves. Why is this? Because the personal sense of self, the egotistical sense of self, is so real to them. They are able to love their neighbors as themselves and see their neighbors as really the functioning of the mind that is God, and see their neighbor as love's own loving, but they still maintain the egotistical personal sense of themselves. In other words, instead of having a center and circumference, they have only a center. Circumference means all-inclusive. Learn to forgive yourself. Never talk about yesterday. Never nag yourself. Of course, never nag another, but never nag yourself. Students sometimes are not alert as to how they nag themselves. Bring your own Christ and bless the human concept. If it knew how to be better, Mrs. Eddy says, it would be. Our work is to show it how to be better. In the practice of Christian Science, we must always turn to the Christ. There is nothing in the human mind that can be helpful. In practice, it is sometimes necessary to make an appeal, even as Jesus did when he said, "My God, why hast thou forsaken me?" The appeal was made to the divine principle, love, and to his own divine self, love's pure idea. What man is from the divine standpoint will save him from human limitations. We must be very alert that we are not accepting the frightened, fearful mortal as ourselves. We must appeal not only to our God principle, but we must appeal to our true self to dispel this illusion of the senses. That is what Jesus did. He asked why had the God principle forsaken him. Has your true self forsaken you? But the moment you acknowledge your true self is present, it will instantaneously heal the personal sense of self. Our leader, through deep consecration, wrote, "If the scientist reaches his patient through divine love, the healing work will be accomplished at one visit, and the disease will vanish into its native nothingness like dew before the morning sunshine." Could anything be more simple? There is no intellectual proficiency needed, no argument to the patient. Your book says, if the scientist reaches his patient through divine love, and divine love knows no problem because it is principle, it always maintains its immaculate divinity. Then your leader says in miscellaneous writings, love, what a word! It is interesting that she said that if the patient is reached through divine love, the disease will vanish into its native nothingness, like dew before the morning sunshine. Did you ever stop to think of disease as being like dew? And how instantaneously, how immediately, when the sun touches the dew, it is dispelled into its nothingness? All disease will dissolve into nothingness the moment we let the love that is God be present as the only mind there is, the mind that is immaculate, the mind that is all, love itself. Love fulfills the law. Think how quietly and gently the sun dispels the dew. No effort, and the disease will vanish into its native nothingness, like dew before the morning sunshine. It is our divinity outshining humanity. This should be as effortless as darkness giving place to light. Oh, that we might pray for and live this love that is principle, the love that never loses sight of its own loveliness, the love that is never hurt by personal sense, never disturbed by what persons say, never interested in what persons do or do not do, but the love that our leader had for the world when, at the very height of her career, she withdrew. Think of the yearning she must have had just once to have gone into the church, the extension of the Mother Church. Think how she must have said, if I could only go in there once and have a service. But she never did, not once. Why? She knew that would personalize her, do what they did to Jesus. So she stayed away in her own little sanctuary and loved the world more, loved the movement more. Think of it. This New England woman was willing to put down personal sense at the very height of her career and could withdraw and not see the church. At that time, she gave us the monitor and the final textbook, the love that is principle, surely. Can we do less? Think of the blessings we have all received through the study of Christian Science. Think of what has happened to us since we found it. I am sometimes just speechless when I see what has happened to my own experience. It is beyond words. I couldn't give a testimony on it. Everyone here has had the same experience, because they would not be Christian Scientists if it were not true. Never permit personal sense to get in your way even for a second. This love does not mean a person loving another person. What is called a person may not be worth loving. We love not a person, but we love. Mrs. Eddy says in our textbook that infinite love alone confers the healing power. Animal magnetism would try to interfere with divine love. Watch telling another what you do. Watch, in your own household, the little foxes that would spoil your vines. Be so alert. Never tell another one what to do. Let it be their own present unfoldment. How much better it is. Like the little three-year-old boy playing with the blocks one day. He was trying to get them up into a steeple. They would fall because he did not start out right. His mother, sitting in the room, started to reach out three or four times and try to show him how to put the blocks. But each time she stopped. He finally said, "You know what I like about you, Mommy? You don't play with my blocks." We are often tempted to play with the other fellow's blocks. Watch it. It will spoil your vine, I promise you. It is so easy when you see something that needs to be done to tell them. If you were really knowing that the mind that is God is the only mind present and cannot be obscured by what appears to another, the mind that is God will have the orderly, intelligent thing done. And it might be contrary to what you were about to tell them. It's so easy. It was so easy for Jeremiah to jump up on a soapbox and say, "Thus saith the Lord," and the Lord didn't say a word of it. A Christian Scientist occupies the place at this period of which Jesus spoke to his disciples when he said, Ye are the salt of the earth. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on an hill cannot be hid. Let us watch, work, and pray that the salt lose not its saltness, and that this light be not hid, but radiate and glow into noontide glory. And the light is hid the moment that we think we are persons doing something. Let us watch and pray that our salt lose not its saltness.